I want to get to my next item now, though, because Sinn Féin are sounding the alarm over dental waiting lists and dental and orthodontic services on the public side of things. They've been moving a private member's motion in relation to this on dental and orthodontic services in the Dáil. More than 2,000 people, mostly children, waiting for dental and orthodontic treatment in the southwest region, Cork and Kerry. Deputy Pat Daly is with me on the line. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. And can you outline for me, suppose, is the southwest worse than other areas in Kerry, or is this the same all over in terms of waiting lists?
Yeah, well, good morning, Gerry. Yeah, it's an issue, and I'm not exaggerating, every week practically inside in my office, and there's huge frustration out there, not only among parents and children, but also among dentists in the public and the private sector. And there's huge waiting lists for medical card, people who have medical cards, their access to the system, orthodontic waiting lists, and also what we've seen in the screening service for schools in the Killarney and East Kerry area in particular, it's very bad. The second-class children from last year, the children who finished in 2025 second class, there's 417 waiting there, 600 waiting for this year in Killarney. So it's over 1,000 in the Killarney and East Kerry area. In the Tralee area, it's 912 for this current year. And there's three-figure numbers for Killorglan area and the Ardfert and North Kerry area also. So to answer your question, it's just as bad around the rest of the state, but I have found that in some sections in the Kerry, Cork-Kerry area, it seems to be a little bit higher. And it's been an issue over the years, and I've met local dentists, and one dentist told me that he started doing the medical card in Kerry, but he stopped doing it because he was overwhelmed, because it doesn't make financial sense for dentists in Kerry to take patients on. As I said, there's frustration, and in orthodontics, you're lucky to be seen by the age of 16. And I put up a post on Facebook asking people for their opinions lately, and there was huge numbers contacted the office, you know, with people with three children who said that none of the three children had ever been seen, waiting for 6 years. A child aged 19 had never been seen. And there's a huge issue as well for parents of children who have special needs. And while these more complicated under anaesthetic surgeries are often picked up by the public sector, there's clearly not enough people doing it. So the waiting list I found out at the end of last year, if waiting list for people under general anaesthetic had increased by 62% in Kerry since 2018. So many people obviously who are waiting for a general anaesthetic are in pain. The service isn't there. They're waiting a long time, and they're not being called for the school appointment. So for special care needs in Cork and Kerry area was, I think, the worst in the country. 600 people were waiting in our area, Cork and Kerry area.
There's a question though as to why this is. There's a question as to why all this is happening, though, Deputy Daly, isn't it? There's a question as to why all this is happening. Number one, you have a number of dentists retiring in rural areas, and there's an issue and a difficulty in replacing those dentists. Similar with GPs in other areas. That's a lifestyle thing, perhaps. The industry has changed. There's also been a big drift within the industry towards cosmetic surgery at dentistry. Yeah. Much more money there. So people are going into that and earning more money. And then there is the concern over the contract with the DTS and whether that's working or not. So there's a number of things happening in this space, isn't there, as to why the government are failing to tackle this. It's not all just about they aren't managing to organise it. It's that a number of things have happened in the industry in the last 10 years which are creating these pressure points.
That is true, and I was speaking to my own dentist during the week, and he was saying that there is an absence or a lack of people going into what you call general dentistry, the people
practice
who are doing
dentistry,
your extractions and your fillings. A lot of people going into the more specialised areas such as orthodontics and the ones that you're saying. So we, having spoken to local dentists and spoken to our health spokesperson, we brought a motion to the Dáil, as you mentioned earlier on, bemoaning the fact that there are 11,000 people on waiting lists for treatment and half of primary school children leaving school without having received an appointment. So in order to address the lack of numbers coming into the profession, There needs to be a strategic workforce plan. We need to increase the number of places, because half of the people who are going into the dental colleges are foreign students. And I understand that the colleges need to make the money to keep their services going, but they need to increase the training places, and we need to invest in public dental services, because there's a total lack of personnel there. And I was slightly disappointed, I have to say, by the response that we received from the minister in the Dáil when I was speaking. They acknowledged that public dental service aren't good enough, and I'm quoting from the reply that we got. The department and the HSE are currently finalising, whatever that means, a two-year action plan. And they're hoping that they know the problems, and they've known the problems for many years. And the minister said, I'm aware that there are challenges in the provision of dental services under general anaesthetic. But we know all of this, but it's been going on for a long time now. And it's just very frustrating for people on the ground.
What would Sinn Féin do differently? Deputy?
Well, exactly what we said in the notice of motion that we brought to the Dáil. We need to, first of all, we need to modernise the dental treatment so that have it akin to a GP visit card. We need to widen preventative primary care services so that people can see what's going on. And I was also contacted by dental hygienists and dental nurses, because they are overwhelmed, and there needs to be direct access maybe to the dental hygienists and dental nurses for care. But it's more dentists getting into the system, bring more people through the colleges.
Would you force graduates to work in the public system for a while after they graduate, and perhaps maybe a trade-off with providing them some start-up money? They start up as commercial operators straight away with a big business, probably a big loan to open up. That's all a part of the issue, isn't it? Would you do a trade-off on that? Would that be an idea? You get out of college, you have to spend certain time working in the public system.
Jerry, it's easy to say that. Then I think it would be important to encourage them and make it part of their training, maybe that they do spend some time within the public system. Forcing them to do it, I'm not sure whether that's going to work or not. I think that the clear problems that are there, and speaking to dentists, what they have said, that they need to restrict the number of non-EEA students, or else increase the numbers of people who are there. If you increase the numbers, there are plenty of jobs there. And I know that the dentists themselves want a vocational training system, like a three-year scheme for medical GPs. And that would keep them in the system, in the public service, for example, or in rural GP practices. And we support the dentist's call. And that's the local dentist group in Kerry have suggested that, and we do support something like a three-year scheme that they have for the GPs, because there is challenges, as you mentioned, in rural practices and in the public service. And if you get them in there, okay. I think there's only 7 whole-time equivalents in the whole of Kerry so far, and that clearly isn't enough.
Isn't enough. Yeah, okay. You haven't found any other extra trains up there in Dublin, Deputy Daly, finally and briefly?
No, but I did speak to Mary Considine, who is the head of Éireann Road Éireann, about it on Tuesday, and in fairness to them, they got to work. I do have a meeting this morning at 11 with Jarlath Burns. The Sinn Féin members are meeting him, and I will be raising certain issues that we all know about the screening of TV and the Kerry matches, which have been lacking, to put it mildly. Yeah. And I understand that he was on the radio earlier on the week or last week, and he explained the situation that TG Cahir and the other channels did not bid, so they're in a difficult situation. But things need to be improved for next year. But could I just make one point, Jerry? And I wanted to correct
very briefly.
The record. Because I was listening to Radio Kerry, as I do on Tuesday, and Niall Collins was on from Fianna Fáil, and he was saying that all the opposition parties want to have a state housing body. Now, it's a bit rich to take a lecture in housing from the government, especially when they, if I could say, weren't quite upfront with the figures for the construction of houses in the run-up to the general election. But it's not the case that Sinn Féin wants to have a state building company. Expand the Land Development Agency, yes, but not a state building company. And it's ironic that, in fact, whenever Eoin Óibrín meets the larger developers in the country to see what the impact the private sector can have.
The private sector wants.
And what the private sector wants, because it's a necessary part of constructing more houses. We're actually criticised for it because all of these meetings are on the public record, and Micheál Martin and some of the other government leaders actually criticise Sinn Féin for meeting them. So they can't have it both ways, but it's incorrect.
They can't have it both ways. Okay, take your point on that. Like, all right, Deputy Pat Daly, we're out of time. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme. That's Deputy Pat Daly with his view on that. If you have a view, get in touch.